Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid the recent national reports detailing long wait times and the deaths of patients waiting for care at VA hospitals, the Boston VA hospital system stands apart as an example of what's working. The local hospital network scored 5 out of 5 stars for quality of care in a VA analysis of the 150 hospital system. Massachusetts Secretary of Veterans Services Coleman Nee joined us to explain the system here, which benefits from community partnerships.
What we have here in Massachusetts is a lot of healthcare options, frankly, for our veterans that involve beyond just VA. VA here in Massachusetts has a market penetration rate of just under 30%. People are using the system, but they're using it in conjunction with other parts of their healthcare insurance as well as locally community-based providers.
So they go into other hospitals, they're tapping into their Blue Cross or their Tufts or whatever their insurance plan might be.
MassHealth in many cases or Commonwealth Care, yeah. We're using all of the resources of the state. We're not just relying on one federal agency to take care of our veterans.
Is that how Massachusetts has avoided the problem, simply by having so many healthcare pieces for veterans to pick from?
I think it's a big portion of it. I think the other portion we need to look at, it's a national issue, it's certainly a New England issue, is that our vet population is rapidly declining. And we're not nearly, quote-unquote, making enough new vets from Iraq and Afghanistan to even come close to making up what we lose from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. From the vet population projections, as of today in Massachusetts, there's about 370,000 vets, but that number almost halves by 2035. And veterans, by and large, are leaving the New England region, and the South and the Southwest are getting a majority of those veterans. And when they go to communities that aren't necessarily like Massachusetts with a large amount of healthcare resources and healthcare options, certain systems become clogged and other systems have more than available opportunities for them.
Inside the VA system itself, do you know what the wait times are?
Certain segments, I know mental health in certain areas can be a little longer, and I know they're trying to address that by shifting resources and looking at some community-based options that they can potentially bring to bear. So we haven't seen people with the large wait times that they were talking about in Phoenix, and certainly the folks here have assured me that they have nothing even close to the quote-unquote secret lists or anything like that.
If wait times aren't a particular problem here, what are some of the pressing challenges facing your department when it comes to delivery of health care?
Frankly, it's not a resource issue. There are plenty of resources for veterans. What we find is it's an access issue and it's a systems navigation issue. We provide, the only state in the nation has a vet service officer in every city or town, and they provide financial assistance and help with medical costs and signing up for medical care coverage. But people have to know how to get into that. And really what we've been doing is going out and try to demystify the system and help people navigate it more easily.
Of the 370,000 veterans in Massachusetts, how many have reached out to your office to seek aid, however that aid might come to them?
A small percentage, maybe 3-4 percent. The vast majority of veterans that are here in the Commonwealth, half are Vietnam-era vets. They're coming close to retirement age right now, and they really haven't discovered that they need those benefits yet. As we see these veterans transition from where they are right now, which is about mid-60s, to 10, 15 years from now, when they'll be early to mid-80s, we anticipate a lot more of them are going to be going to VA or some type of veteran-based assistance, whatever exists at that point.
Back to the big picture, what sort of impact do you think the resignation of Secretary Shinseki will have on the VA system as a whole, and how might it affect Massachusetts?
I think it'll affect Massachusetts because Secretary Shinseki was such a strong partner for us here in the Commonwealth. We certainly hope that those partnerships will continue. And when you give those local VAs the ability to work with and build partnerships with the community, build partnerships with the states in which they work with, it really allows them to make the adjustments necessary so that the vets in that particular region are getting the services that they need at the right time versus if you just try to make the vet meet the needs of the system. You tend to come up with some problems, and we're seeing that in Phoenix right now.
Secretary of Veterans Services for the Commonwealth, Coleman Nee, thanks a lot for coming in, and again, very good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.